USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota plan to visit Israel and Palestinian territories this weekend, but the Israeli government has blocked them from entering the country because they support the anti-Israel boycott movement. At issue is an Israeli law that denies entry visas to foreigners who support any form of boycott against Israel and its settlements in the West Bank. President Trump says the U.S. must get tougher on street crime after events in Philadelphia this week. A man suspected of shooting and injuring several police officers during a drug raid is in custody after a long standoff. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner says he does not know when charges will be filed against the suspect, but believes it'll be soon.
I'm not going to mislead you. I don't have definite answers other than if you look at these kinds of cases in general, there are charges within a couple days.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.